This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. You're selling your home? Perfect. They're going to help you make the most money for your home. Cheddar. Cheddar, cheddar, cheddar. I like money. You like money. And that's what the Live Love Group is going to help you get when you're selling your home. But they're also going to help you through the process, guide you through thing, what things are worth investing in with the potential fix of your home to get it on the market. They're the best consultants out there. Reach out, so to livelovememphis.com.
Yep, get a Live Love sign in your yard. You'll get the money you need, the money you want for that home, and you'll get it quicker than what you're getting right now. I'm seeing plenty of signs out too long in yards. It's not Live Love signs. That's why you need to call Jennifer Carstensen, 901-625-5200. Make it a Live Love sign and watch what she can do. For those that are renting, don't know if they can afford a mortgage, call that number, 901-625-5200. If there's a good path to home ownership for you and key being good, right? Not one that's going to have you in a mortgage that you can't afford. It's just going to help Jen. No, we're not doing that. It's our way of improving Memphis by getting renters into ownership situations that are good for them. That's how you improve the city. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right. So, sometimes there are like nerdy little media stories that we like to talk about on the show. And this is going to be one of them. We've talked a little bit about this package being launched, and it's kind of confusing because it feels a little like overkill, but ESPN is launching their direct-to-consumer streaming service. Now, this is different than ESPN Plus because this, like ESPN Plus is where you go for like all your auxiliary Memphis college basketball games. Maybe there's occasionally a football game on there, right? Your smaller leagues, you know, sports, whatever, occasionally. But it doesn't have, like, the football games. It doesn't have, you know, the major basketball games. It's not going to have any of that. It's not going to carry ESPN's overall programming. So that's ESPN. It's literally just Plus. This ESPN direct-to-consumer streaming service, which they're calling ESPN, will have all of that. It'll have football. It'll have all the college. It'll have everything. It will literally have everything that ESPN has to offer. And they announced today that users can buy an annual subscription for $300 a year to the direct ESPN pack, like everything. ESPN, everything. All seven networks that they own, in addition to ESPN on ABC, which you wouldn't need if you have like an antenna or something, but whatever. 47,000 live events a year, plus on-demand shows, studio shows, and original programming. So you can have that for $300 a year. I believe they will still offer ESPN Plus at $11.99 a month. But ESPN, the direct consumer, I believe, would also carry ESPN Plus. So, you know, that's a decision that you'll have to make. You'll probably want to line it up with your ESPN Plus subscription whenever that lapses. But yes, that is what ESPN is doing. They're offering like a Disney Plus bundle with Hulu where it's $29.99 a month for the first year to get all three. And then it goes up, of course, over the course of time. But $29.99 a month is basically what it boils down to, $300 a year. How does that sound to you?
I'm different in the fact that I'm not subscribed to anything. But for those that are subscribed to a service just to get ESPN, I imagine this is gonna be good news to them.
Yeah, I mean $30 a month isn't it? I will say it came in a little higher than I thought. Because here's the problem: it's gonna go up. It's gonna double in 3 years, like these always do. Like mm-hmm. It's just the way. Like YouTube TV when it came out was like $50. Right. You know, and now it's 95, you know, so it's just going to double in 3 to 5 years. So
it can't double because you're not going to be able to offer more content as YouTube has done that. I mean, they can say we've got this many channels. You got
one.
You're limited to.
Yeah.
So I don't know that.
Because you're right.
I don't know that you'll ever be able to double it.
There does
and
come
get away with it.
A threshold where it's like, listen, I'd rather just pay $20 more and I get all these other channels.
I mean, you have to know that going up to a certain, I mean, that's what people have cut their ESPN subscriptions.
Right.
I mean, that's, they've,
right.
You know, because
right.
It's gotten too high. So I don't know. There's got to be a line that ESPN probably knows it can't cross.
Yeah.
Because unless we get the whole Disney package, you're just ESPN for $30. That's all I'm getting. ESPN.
Well, you're getting Disney Plus. You could get the bundle, Disney Plus and Hulu right now.
That's $29.99
for the first year. Yeah, and then it goes up. I think to $35.99.
But you said $300 for the year for just ESPN.
Yes.
Right. So $25 a month for just ESPN.
Right.
Yeah, you can't end up doubling that. People will jump right back out. I would imagine
it is getting kind of interesting though because TNT's losing the NBA, right? So they're gone. ESPN has a lot of the college football, not all of it, but a lot of it. They have a lot of the NFL, certainly Monday night, you know. I think they're getting the Super Bowl too, ESPN.
I mean, the way you're going to do this is get off of the YouTubes, and if you can piece it together with mm-hmm. your I got my ESPN,
right.
I got my HBO Max, whatever your app is these
right.
days on that, and you come in under a cable subscriber or under YouTube TV, then that's what you're going to do. You're going to piece it together.
Mm-hmm.
And it
yeah.
makes sense for those folks.
No, you're right. I don't know. I don't think I can cancel YouTube TV, though. I mean, that's the problem. It's like, I wish I could, but I mean, they have Sunny Ticket.
Then you don't need this.
I would not get this. No, I would just
again, if you're not yeah. canceling your subscriber and piecing it together,
right.
then I don't know why you're going to
yeah.
add this
yeah,
to services you already have ESPN.
I don't really know who this is going after.
The people that are piecing it together. The
yeah.
people that aren't with YouTube TV.
Or cable.
Yeah. Like, you know, yeah. If I didn't have a Super Box, it'd be me. Trying to piece it together with a couple of apps. Okay, give me what does HBO Cinemax even do now? Is it
yeah.
one or is it two? I know they, you know, I'd get that, I'd get ESPN, and I'd have enough. I'd mm-hmm. do it. I mean, that's who you're after, I'd imagine. Because,
right.
again, you're hoping, the people that have ESPN on their, they're not going to add this.
Mm-hmm.
You're hoping that this will be, put them in a position where I got enough, I can cut off YouTube TV
right.
now.
Right.
That's
yes.
who they're after.
Yeah. Or maybe it's somebody that like was a subscriber of ESPN Plus, but they couldn't afford the whole thing. So now, this has made it accessible for me.
Well, I'm confused on that because ESPN Plus isn't just extra content in terms of television. It's everything you read behind the scenes, too. So the Gavonis
so
of
they,
the world,
so
too.
They,
so that's going into my ESPN $25. It better be.
So ESPN Plus, there's no paywalls are gone at ESPN. Like, they have phased those out in the last 2 to 3 weeks. ESPN Plus.
I don't even think I've noticed that.
Yeah, ESPN Plus no longer. There is no ESPN Plus content on
yeah.
the on ESPN.
So where it goes exclusive content.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
gone.
Okay. Because they're lumping all that in.
Right.
Yeah. Would have had to.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going
to
do both.
I think they're trying to ultimately, like, do away with ESPN Plus
yeah.
over the course of time, you know?
Right.
And they just want to send everything to, like, just get the ESPN app, you know? But, yeah, ESPN ESPN Plus used to – and I kind of liked that.
See,
before.
I have to do that to
yeah.
to read it. But you're telling me
that they took
I could
the
cut that
down
off
down
right
last
now.
Month. Yeah.
But then I'd have to jump back in.
I don't know.
And get this.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how that would work. I don't know how
– So that's not – what is that going to get me? Once this starts,
ESPN?
No, my ESPN Plus subscription.
Oh, it'll literally just get you
nothing.
all the
junk
games
on the
that you would have to like
the lower league game.
Yeah, Like if Memphis played Tulsa in basketball.
No more exclusive content online.
No.
I'm cutting that.
Well, how are you going to watch Memphis?
Well, I've been watching them on Superbox.
Yeah, well, okay, all right.
I have my ESPN Plus subscription strictly for reading the exclusive content that you're now telling me has been phased out the last 2 to 3 weeks that I didn't even notice.
Obviously, they didn't want to make an announcement because they don't want you to cancel 100% your
ESPN. Because I will now. Exactly. Yes. That is my reaction to that.
But if you go to like any... So
this is getting interesting now because you're coming to my... You're affecting me,
but like go
who's
to,
disconnected already, but I am an ESPN Plus guy.
Go to ESPN. I would encourage you to do this after the show, but go to ESPN.com on your browser and just look at NFL, look at NBA, look at all the other. And like, you know, you used to see on their top headlines, always at the bottom, there would be a story that had like that plus.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Those are all gone.
Wow.
So they phased it out.
I see. The offseason records for the Power Four, usually that'd be a plus.
That's right.
But now it's not.
Now it's not. Yeah, I think,
dude, I didn't know this was happening.
Yeah, yeah. So
because I could have already, you could have clued your boy in. I could have been off of on this already.
Well, I mean,
what am I paying a month on that? It's gotten up there, and it's double digits.
$11.99.
Yeah, feel like mine's $13.99 or something.
But yeah, no, I will say, I agree with you. Like that
was going to be the point.
I enjoyed that part of it.
Yes, I'm getting extra.
I'm getting like the premium, and then I'm getting the game if I need to see the game on ESPN Plus. That's right. I don't like that decision. Like one of the things that we've done at Daily Memphian.
No, I don't either.
Is very quietly, is if you look at DailyMemphian.com, almost everything we used to have like a different color for premium. Like there was like the stories that were available, and then we'd have premium in yellow.
Yep.
Now everything kind of looks the same. So we're kind of trying to trick your brain a little bit into saying like, click this story. Like other people might have like gotten into a habit of seeing the yellow tab. And it's premium, I'm not going to click it. But now we've kind of tricked the brain like, oh, we've sucked you into this headline. Now you want to read it. Now you want to subscribe.
The other thing about
it's kind of weird tricks like that.
I noticed it, and I also noticed most stuff is premium at the Memphian. The other thing is like your e-blast, now premium.
It's premium. Yep.
Your daily blasts are even premium.
Yes. Now, obviously, I am not in on those decisions on any level, but you know, I think that's the way I would do it. Like, I think if you're gonna, it's either everything is premium
or
nothing
not
is premium. That's kind of how, and that's where the newspaper industry got effed up in the beginning of all of this with the advent of the internet. Is that newspapers give everything out for free?
Right, radio's free.
And then that's right, radio is free in a way. Other people pay for radio, not the
sponsors,
listener.
Sponsors,
you know. But somebody's paying for radio somewhere.
The sponsors,
you know what I mean?
The sponsors, and we're grateful.
We're grateful for them for sure.
Yes.
But unfortunately, you're not getting your paywall article.
Where is Rich Eisen going?
ESPN.
So will he be part of the premium?
He'll be part of the ESPN DTC.
Yeah.
Yes. It'll be available there on the ESPN DTC. So I'm sorry to have delivered such bad news, Jason.
No, I mean, it's actually you've lessened my load
very
monthly
good.
Because now I have no reason to have ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
No, Tigers will still be on there for dog games. Like 2-3 times a year?
Yes. But like, you know, you used to be able
But I'm not paying what I'm paying for 2 or 3 Tigers games a year.
For ESPN Plus.
Right.
Right. Well, like
there would literally be no reason other than that.
Well, you used
not
to get
getting
like
the exclusive content.
For example, like Borzello would have like the anonymous coaches survey that he would put behind the paywall, right? He'd put behind the ESPN Plus paywall, and that would be great. Like, you would go read that. You would say, all right, I'm going to use my subscription to go read what coaches are saying about Penny or whatever.
Mine is $13.13 a month.
Right.
$13.13.
And so you think now because Borzello's article is available widely, you would not pay that?
Exactly. Why would I pay it?
I don't know.
Other than, again, just here locally, seeing a couple of Memphis basketball games, there's nothing for me anymore. I'm not into all the old 30 for 30s. I don't need to. I'm not doing that. Some of that stuff's on there.
How long can you live off of those?
That's the point.
I'm getting my ESPN Plus games through my Disney app on my TV.
What they should have done is lump this in, kept it exclusive. We feel like we're getting more and put it into the 25 a month.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now I'm getting everything, and I'm getting my exclusive content. Okay, I'm going to go do that.
I think they should
have. Instead of saying cut it off.
I agree.
And I'll go watch everything on my Superbox.
Exactly. I think they should have kept, because again, the exclusivity is a mother, man. You love feeling like I'm getting something that's not widely available.
We've been trained that way. Recruiting service, you know, we've been sort of trained that way the last decade plus.
Exactly.
That we got to pay more to get more.
Exactly right.
So I don't understand that business decision.
I don't either.
They should have kept it and lumped it into this and then made the all ESPN thing here even more valuable. It would feel more valuable to the consumer because I'm still getting exclusive content written by your authors.
Yeah. The other thing I've started noticing is the Daily Memphian also has ads too.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yep. It is a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Right? But they do. They do certainly sell ads.
Bro, no wonder. Like you said, they didn't make an announcement on this.
Yeah, you would not.
We'd have all run to the computer.
Yeah, I've been off of it for a while because I get my games through that Disney app.
You don't get Memphis games.
ESPN Plus games go through the app. So like I have YouTube TV. If you go on the toggle and you go over to and it's through AT&T, I think it's part of it. But you go to the Disney app and then you click down and you go to the games and it's right there, ESPN Plus, and that's where I've been getting those and other offerings.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. But yeah, it's a new, you know, listen, I mean, I was talking to my wife the other day. We were watching the show on Paramount Plus. That's another one, right?
There's another one.
Mobland with Tom Hardy and Pierce Brosnan. Plus,
yeah. Extra money.
Pretty good. But I actually get that through my Walmart Plus app.
Oh, okay, so I get mine through AT&T.
You know, like my Walmart Plus that I pay for that I get through my credit card, that I get it for free through my credit card ultimately after they give me a disbursement
sure.
for that. That pays for my Paramount Plus that's free. But, you know, you got Hulu, and you got Amazon Prime, and you got Netflix, and you got ESPN Plus, and you got, you know, there are so many others. Max, if you want to do Max, you know, they just call it Max now. It used to be Max. HBO Max. Now yeah. It's Max. You know.
It's all a la carte.
Peacock.
Yeah, a la carte.
Peacock. And then I got YouTube TV. So I'm spending ungodly amounts of money. Like, I don't even know where it's going. I don't even know. I have YouTube Premium, which for me is the best of all of them.
What is that?
YouTube Premium is ad-free YouTube viewing. So I don't ever see the ads. And I get YouTube Music as part of that. It's $13.99 a month, but I get YouTube Music, which is no different than Spotify or Apple Music. It has all the same things. But I also I watch a lot of YouTube, so I don't want to see the ads. And YouTube has gotten so egregious about these ads where you're watching a 20-minute video. They'll have one at the beginning. They have one in the middle. You have to watch two of them things. And it's like, I with my kids, I can't be having commercial breaks.
Explain to me why I would need YouTube Music if I can play everything I want on YouTube Premium.
Well, you won't have ads.
No, what? No, I'm playing YouTube Premium. It's playing all the videos and songs.
Well, it's
I
call the same. It's, yeah, I mean, it's,
so
it's,
why
it's,
would I? What does YouTube Music do that's different than that?
Well, YouTube Music is basically like YouTube. It would require that song
never
being uploaded
YouTube
to YouTube,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So like somebody would have to upload the video that has the song.
Right. Well, yes, usually there's somebody doing that immediately.
Exactly.
Now,
yeah.
It might be a...
YouTube Music is actually, it's all licensed.
Yeah. Well,
it's
that's
like,
the licensed
you know
side
I mean?
Of it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Sometimes you won't find
but
what
you get that free with the premium?
Yes.
Makes sense because
yes.
I wouldn't need it. Once
yes.
I've got premium, I'm playing it ad-free and I'm playing whatever I want. I play the latest from... Lil Baby, rappers, whatever, country music.
Also, YouTube Premium allows you to exit the app and still watch the video on your phone.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah.
You know?
I use it all the time.
So that's another perk. I mean, it's $13.99.
That's one thing that you were right on. Like, you led me to YouTube TV, too, which was wrong. But
well, again, they jacked the price up as soon as I did it.
Yeah.
I can't, you know. At the time, it was $50 a month, man. It was nothing. Now it's $100 billion a month because I got to pay for damn Sunday ticket and everything. But I don't know. I it does feel like this has gone crazy. This has gone way
I'm just watching y'all like, you know, I got out of this a long time ago.
Now, you don't have any of the
we're disconnected.
You don't have Amazon Prime?
Faith has got Prime. She's got Netflix.
Right.
I don't have any of that stuff.
Right. You just have the box.
See everything.
With the box.
And been doing it for years. You're making fun?
That's crazy.
Now I'm laughing at y'all. I'm like Nico.
And you got those before the original China trade wars in 2018.
Yep. China hadn't stopped the stream. They haven't found us yet.
That's crazy because, I mean, before we figured out the trade war over the weekend, you know, that would have been certainly subjected to that tariff.
Bro, I'm going to have centers on here soon. Y'all still watching the movie theater.
That's crazy. No vision.
I'm just waiting on somebody to go in there and illegally film it.
Yeah, I know. My TikTok is nothing but centers. I got to see the movie again.
We both did reviews of it, Brad.
Yeah.
Now John's was about 20
minutes. Yours as strong as his?
Mine was about 5 minutes.
We don't compare the strength of the review.
But I mean in terms of the love of
the rave.
We loved it, and we loved different things about it.
Yeah.
It
was the best movie John's ever seen.
There's no way it's not good.
Yeah.
I have to see it then. Yeah. Is the tr- Is the guy's dong along? I mean, I got to sit through like pornography and weird stuff.
I don't know why
you
think
Pentecostal. I mean,
it made this a porn.
Yeah, like it's not.
Like the way Ron described this thing, it was nasty.
Again, it's
like
Ron.
It was very, and it's called Sinners. So I don't need that in my life.
The like honestly, it was underwhelming.
Okay,
the way you guys built it up, I was expecting to see some
real tread
some,
there.
Some peen.
Yeah.
Some booty.
Some bunyata.
Got nothing. Got none of
it's
that.
Clean.
It was like
all right.
But y'all, I mean, have y'all ever been outside before? Y'all like do anything? I mean, I don't. Am I working? Is this a church group?
No.
I mean, I
am not a prude.
I know that you're, you know, but,
no,
but even a deacon is like, come on, man, this ain't nothing.
Okay, I'm good. I'm looking forward to it. So see it in the theater though.
I had to just turn away.
See it in the theater though.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited to see it. I'll go see it in Collierville.
You're running out of time.
You got that big? You know, they have that like IMAX. It's like better than IMAX in Collierville.
It's not an IMAX anymore though.
It's like what's it called?
It's gone. It's not in Sinners. It's not going to be.
Oh, they don't have the like three. Okay.
They did, but it, you know, it doesn't last long.
Damn, bro.
You know, but,
man, leave it in there, Malco.
Yeah, it's, again, it's certainly
worth
the
it. New one, have you seen it? It's Brad Pitt versus Damson Idris.
Yeah, F1. Yes.
Oh, that's
and
the
I think that's the next thing coming to IMAX because it's all about the sound.
I'm not excited about that one.
Jake is stoked about that movie.
Actually, it reminded me a little bit of Days of Thunder, which I was kind of a sucker for.
Yeah.
Just in a weird way. You probably say, why?
Yeah, Jake is into
Tom
that.
Cruise, but that was actually a good one. Days of Thunder.
I liked it too.
And it reminded me of that, a little back and forth. Should be good.
Yep.
I like Damson.
Yep.
Yep.
Anyway, get your, I don't know, I think it launches in the fall, by the way.
Cool.
There you go. You can launch it in the fall. We'll come back. Jason Fitz going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about all this and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. VIP Play Tennessee is where you need to be betting. It's live. It's a great-looking app. There are going to be lots of promos, lots of specials coming up, so make sure you get involved. Bet $5, get $100 in bonus bets. And they got it all. NBA, hockey, Major League Baseball, soccer, WNBA. It's all here on the app, live betting. Anything you need right here. And it's a Tennessee-exclusive app, so it's definitely good and a good time. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Jason Fitz is a host for Fox Sports Radio, Yahoo Sports. Joins us every Tuesday, and he joins us now. Fitz, I gotta say, man, I wish I was in New York City last night. I don't know about you, but I found myself wishing that I was in the Big Apple for a night last night after the Knicks went up 3-1.
I mean, that was electric. Everything about that was electric. And honestly, I feel really good for Knicks fans in this process because I've long made the argument that Madison Square Garden is not the mecca to the younger generation that a lot of people want to make it. You know, I never forget the band when we played Madison Square Garden the first time, humble brag. But what was funny is we walked in and I was super excited because like I grew up with, you know, so many huge sports moments from that place. And most of the guys I was touring with weren't big sports fans, but we walked into the garden and the resounding opinion of everybody as we walked in was like, man, you've been talking about this for months. It's a dump. Like this place isn't all that. And then like, the next night we played at Barclays, and they were like, now this is an arena. Like, and I just think we forget sometimes that if you're a 20-year-old basketball player, you haven't seen meaningful moments at Madison Square Garden in your lifetime, right? So, like, I think these moments are so incredibly important because it really legitimizes the arena, the history, all these things to another generation. Like, you've got to keep renewing these sorts of traditions to make things last. So I thought it was a beautiful moment for basketball, honestly.
Yeah. It was definitely a nice scene last night. I guess the question would be, you know, how serious are they? I mean, this is great, you know, in the Eastern Conference semifinals, but how serious do we take the Knicks, either, you know, out of the East or as a contender overall?
Here's the problem. Like, this is where now it's going to sound like I'm downplaying it, but the Celtics have beaten themselves more than the Knicks have beaten them. Like, you know, I think Mazzulla was smart in his answer after game two when they said, are you going to change things up? And he's like, why? The looks were open. And I think that's part of what we have to acknowledge here. Like, the first two games were some of the worst shooting that we could imagine from the Celtics. And I realize that at some point we all think, well, if the threes aren't falling, then change what you do. But I guess my counter to that is like, if the threes aren't falling, but they're still wide open and that's who you are as an identity, do you really change what you do? So the Celtics have gotten weirdly cold at weird times throughout the course of this, and the Knicks have taken advantage of it. That's fine. But do I sit here and fear the Knicks? No. Like, this is just the difference between the best in the East and the best in the West is pretty staggering right now. So, you know, look, the Knicks, if they're able to win this series, and I frankly, I thought, you know, even with pre-Tatum injury, even with 5 minutes to go last night, I really thought, man, Boston's still going to win this series. They're going to be fine. Now I think it's pretty clear the Knicks are going to win this series, and, you know, what can they do against, you know, Indiana? I don't know, but, like, do we really look at this Knicks team and think, man, they're playing in the same universe as the best of the West? No, I don't at all.
If it's assuming a lot, but if this is, you know, going to be a major injury for Tatum, and this does in some way derail, you know, the future for the Brown Tatum iteration of the Celtics, is winning one for them okay, or because it's the Celtics who are battling the Lakers for most, and because, you know, it's a storied franchise, is that would that not be enough, just one?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I got to stay true to my concepts. And so when LeBron was acquired by the Lakers, the question I asked when I was doing morning radio for ESPN at the time is, how many championships does LeBron have to win as a Laker to end up on the Lakers' Mount Rushmore? Because that's a really different conversation, right? And so, like, while LeBron certainly belongs on every basketball Mount Rushmore, is he a Laker great, or is he just the great, one of the greatest players of all time in the NBA? It's the same here with, like, Tatum and Brown. Like, they've had so much success together, and I think it's really amazing. And we've downplayed so much of it, which I think is really tragic. I believe all of these things. But at the same time, will Celtics fans carve out a piece in their memory for a one championship duo? Right. No. Like, exactly. That's just an interesting, because if we're being real, if the one championship they have is the only championship they get, then it really does change how special this moment was. Now, that being said, I think Celtics fans all deserve to be kicked in the shin for how they've treated Tatum in this year's playoffs, treating him like he's a bum after everything he did last year to bring them a championship. Like, the short-term memory of Celtics fans is just kind of gross. It's problematic. If I was a player there, I would be livid with the way they talk about somebody that helped bring them a championship last year. But that's not going to get any better if this Achilles, if it is the what we all fear, and he's gone for a long time and may never be the same player. You never know with these things. I get nervous with it for sure.
Yeah, we're talking to Jason Fitz. He joins us every Tuesday here on the show. How about Ant-Man? How about the Minnesota Timberwolves? I know that they're getting a break here with no Steph. I realize that, but I don't think they would apologize for that. I think they would probably tell you that's the way it goes in the league. But could this be Ant's time? You know, provided they close out against the Warriors here, they're either going to get a Denver team that is very thin, or they're going to get an OKC team that is very young. Could it be Ant-Man's time?
It should be his time. And this is one of those moments, too, like, how often do we all sit back and overuse the same cliches about playoff basketball, but they're true. The physicality is at such a different level. The ability, you know, you need somebody, and this is what the Celtics, you know, I just talked about the Celtics identity. And the ability for him to really create at the rim when he needs to, and then also do everything else on the floor, is so important in the playoffs, because, like, how do you shut that down? Like, if you shut down A, he'll go to B, and that's what makes him so special. And, yeah, I don't think they should apologize for the fact that they're getting a Golden State team that, you know, is a shell of what we thought they'd be without Steph. Like, that's honest, that's real. But, frankly, I mean, I have a hard time thinking that they won't be the favorite if they end up, you know, getting a particularly, you know, an injury-riddled team, or if they end up getting a young team next. Man, it just feels like the path is clearing itself for Minnesota, which I think is actually kind of an amazing thing. Like, if we're going to have a weird champion this year, let it be a weird champion that really elevates a 23-year-old kid into the face of the league. And I realize that Anthony Edwards is, you know, he's a grown-ass man, and he's made more money this year than I could in my lifetime doing something that he's absolutely spectacular at. But he is young in the world of basketball, so I think this is a really special moment for Minnesota, and it's honestly great for the NBA. It feels a little bit like when Giannis had his, you know, his moment in the sun that changed the way we view the Bucks and Giannis forever by winning that chip. It just feels like this is about to be Anthony Edwards' time to do the same.
Dallas wins draft lottery. To you, Fitzy, is the lottery fixed, as in rigged? Is it flawed? To where, I mean, since 2019, you haven't had the worst team actually get the top pick. Or is it all fine? Which way would you go?
So it's not fixed. And, you know, I people I respect have been in the room for these things and have made it very clear it's not fixed, right? Like, there's just no way, shape, or form. And for everyone that says, well, let's think about, you know, they just sent Cooper Flagg to Dallas. Okay, well, so they were okay sending Zion, who was hotter name when he was to New Orleans. They sent Ja to Memphis, and they sent Wemby to San Antonio. And they were okay with all of those things, but now they want to orchestrate a trade that gets Luka to the Lakers and rewards the Mavs for doing so. Like, also, if they were just rewarding market size, wouldn't it have made sense to reward Philadelphia, which Philly is, if they're comparable market sizes, and Philly's more of a conversation piece most years than Dallas is. So, like, the conspiracy theorists are living, I think, in a quick bubble, an instant react bubble, without enough context in the past. But it is flawed. Like, I saw people last night, like Brian Clark was out there saying, the NFL needs to do this. No, they don't. Like, I think this is terrible. Like, at the end of the day, as a fan of a football team that's usually bad, the one thing that I can hope for is I can hope for the draft. Yeah. And, you know, when you just rip that out, like, at this point, what's the point? What's the point of being a Washington fan or a Utah fan in the NBA? Your team stinks. You may or may not get a first pick out of it. This is a three-player draft maybe? So, like, you're sort of stuck on the outside looking in. Like, there's just the greatest thing about the NFL draft is that it provides hope. And hope is the thing that you're selling. And I don't know how you sell hope in the NBA draft given the way it's structured. It's a huge flaw to me.
You know,
couldn't agree more.
You bring up market size, and it always is a fascinating thing. We've had this conversation before, but, like, people talk about markets in the NBA in a way that they just don't in the NFL, right? Like, I mean, there are certainly big markets in the NFL, you know, the Jets, the Cowboys, et cetera, but it's like nobody ever blinks when somebody gets drafted or traded or it goes to free agency in Green Bay, right? Nobody ever says anything about Kansas City, you know, when they do something. Nobody ever says anything about Buffalo. It's just like, and there are other small markets. I'm just using those as examples. It's like, it doesn't even come up. Nobody even uses market size as anything in the NFL. But in the NBA, it's like, it's rampant. It's just everywhere. It's like, oh, New Orleans, Memphis, Oklahoma City, Milwaukee, small market, small San Antonio. Like, why is it so pervasive in the NBA and it's just not even thought about in the NFL?
Because I think NBA fans are always looking for something to complain about. Like, if we're being honest, I think NBA fans are just always, there's always a, you know, poor me, you know, why is it built this way? Like, I think it's funny to me, too, because look at the profitability of the NBA. And this is what I say to every idiot that sits there and says, oh, the NBA's dying, nobody watches, nobody cares anymore. It's impossible for TV deals to keep skyrocketing if the product is truly dying, and nobody wants to hear that logic. So you end up with this, you know, I've had this argument several times with my co-host on the Fellows on Fox Sports Radio. I think the yelling from the lawn is such old man logic, and it's just easy to sit there and say, oh, well, it's all about market size and the league is fixing things. Like, people want to believe in a conspiracy theory. And the fact is, like, you don't really need conspiracy theories because sports are already electric enough. Right. So I think it's easier to trust that, man, you know what, the league has it out for my favorite team than it is to actually have to look in the mirror and say, man, my favorite team has mismanaged this, or man, this lottery system stinks. Like, you don't want to make it that simple. I think, frankly, the logic on all of it has failed. The sport itself has, to a fault, spent the last decade selling drama more than it sells the actual games when they take place. And at some point, if you make the entire crux of how you market your sport about the drama off the court, that is going to permeate into everything that you cover about it. So, like, I just don't think there are a ton of people really good at or capable of or willing to do deep dives on basketball. So instead, it's easier to talk about why your favorite team got screwed, because that's way easier to understand than why your favorite team actually lost.
Cowboys with Pickens, over or under 9.5 wins?
Man, 9.5 feels like, last year felt like an aberration to me a bit. Like, 9.5 feels a little low, but boy, that, like, I don't know. If I had to bet the house on it right now, God, I'm probably more comfortable taking the under, just because I don't know what that offensive line is going to look like. Dak's learning a new offense. It's just, there's a lot of moving pieces there. And it's a tough division. I, I will die on the hill that the Commanders are going to take a big step back this year, not because I don't think Jaden is great. He is. But when you look at some of the advanced metrics for how lucky they got last year, that's not something that can be replicated. That'll even itself off. So I think the Commanders could tip themselves down to like a 10-win team this year. I don't think they're unbeatable, but Philly is still Philly, man. That's a tough, it's a tough division, a tough draw. I think you know, 9 wins actually kind of feels about right for them. So if I have to answer, I'll say the under on that. And I still think George Pickens, you're asking everything to go right with Pickens. And, you know, I know we talked about that last week, but I feel like it's a disaster waiting to happen.
Yes, I was going to say, I mean, they can't, a long term, those two can't coexist, right? Because they're both powders. When one's not getting the ball, he usually, when he complains about it, I mean, does that all of a sudden get figured out with those two? I'm at long term, there would be a blow up, you would think.
Yeah, and you also need the type of quarterback and coach in the room that walk in and command such respect.
Right.
That it's like, hey, we're just going to – and that's not either of these guys. Like I love Dak. I think Dak is actually really – like, people are further down on Dak than I am in general and have been for a long time. I think Dak is a better quarterback than he gets credit for being. But, like, Schottenheimer, we have no idea what his personality is going to be like as a coach. So, you know, and it's also an environment where, you know, the players sort of run the thing. So – you know, which is fine. That's what Jerry's created. But now when the players are unhappy, they're going to run the thing into the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Fitz, you're the greatest. I was listening to you and Buck on over the weekend. It was great to hear you as always. It was on. You guys were talking about Draymond. That was an easy topic. I thought you handled it with grace, you and Buck.
Well, thanks. I think, just acknowledging who we are when we're having that conversation is important. But I also think that if we don't start standing up when players sort of push forward narratives that I just think are false, then what are we doing? And I stand by, as I said on Saturday night, go back and listen to anybody like, J.J. Redick is a jerk too. Has nothing to do with the fact that he's white. Just has to do with the fact that he's a jerk. So, you know, you can be a jerk and you happen to be you can be an angry man that happens to be black. You can be a jerk that happens to be white. All of these things. Two things can be true.
Speaking of which, I want to ask you one more thing before we get you ahead. Have you seen Sinners or got a chance to hear the score by chance?
No, I've not yet.
Oh, man. You got to at least listen to the score. I'm dying to know what you think. Because I think
The movie's on my list of things to go see. So I keep hearing it's absolutely incredible. So yeah, now you've convinced me even more. I need to go see it.
Ludwig Göransson is the composer there, and you know, my guess is he'll be up for best score, right? But it's like this, it's like blues and it's haunting. And I feel like it'd be right up your. You got to go listen to it. Just go listen to the damn score on your phone and text me what you think.
Now you've talked me into it. I will. It's the first time anybody's asked me that. So, yeah, I'm all in.
All right, man. I expect to hear a review from you on it.
You got it, bro.
You're the best. Thanks,
Fitz. Appreciate you, Fitz.
Appreciate it, George. Have a great week.
Yep. Is Jason Fitz. Joins us every Tuesday here on the show.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't tell him about the Irish folk music part of that.
No, he'll see it. He'll hear it. He did this same guy. It's just amazing the loyalty that Ryan Coogler lives his life.
Mm-hmm.
He Coogler keeps the same composers. It ain't just Michael B. Jordan.
Well, I didn't know it was the same composer.
Dude, he was on Black Panther. He was on Creed. He was on Wakanda Forever.
Cool.
He was on Fruitvale Station back in 2013. I mean, that's insane. He was also on Oppenheimer, which was not a Ryan Coogler movie.
Yeah, the guy we didn't talk about, neither one of us said it, but he was great in that movie. It was Delroy Lindo.
Was he slim?
Playing the harmonica. And
oh, man, he was so good.
He's awesome in everything he is.
All he wanted was that. He wanted that corn liquor, man. Mm-hmm.
he was fantastic.
Yeah, man.
And usually is in everything. He's West Indian Archie to me and Malcolm X, Spike Lee.
Yes.
Delroy's awesome in anything he's in.
Nah, good call, man. Everybody was great.
We never said his name, but yeah, I had to call that one out. He's a great performance by him, too.
And then, you know, the fact that was Sammy, the actor that played Sammy's first movie, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
Miles something. Miles Caton.
Okay. He was new to me, yeah.
Yeah, because you know, they said introducing, right? He was great. And it turns out he's actually a singer first.
Oh, there was no question. That was him singing.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Did not know that myself.
But that's also Jack O'Connell singing.
Yes.
On the Irish.
Yes. Yes.
You know, on the vampire side.
Yep.
And so is that the woman that's with her, that's mm-hmm. the wife.
Yeah.
She's singing too.
Wow.
both of them came from musical backgrounds, and he just picked, you know, these talented folks, man, and play these roles and like blossomed.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable picks.
That is remarkable. Yeah. It honestly is. But good stuff there from Fitz. We'll come back, wrap this thing up on a Tuesday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Mempho Music Fest. Get it on your calendar now so that, you know, you can just prepare mentally, spiritually, physically. October 3rd through the 5th, Radiance Amphitheater at Memphis Botanic Gardens right here in Memphis. It is a star-studded event. Widespread Panic, Father John Misty, The Flaming Lips, Galactic, Lucas Nelson, Lucero, Mavis Staples. I mean, you name it. Some of the best musicians in the game, locally and nationally, coming to Memphis for the Mempho Music Fest.
Yeah, I believe Show Me How to Work is Mavis Staples, man, from Wildcats back in the day. She's going to be out there. Far Side as well, Puddles Pity Party, Annie and the Caldwells, and a lot more. They're going to have the Incendia Dome. As John has talked about, it's an interactive art installation with DJs spinning at a silent disco. If you haven't been to a silent disco, they are a whole lot of fun. You can do this VIP style as well. $100 in Mempho bucks for food, drinks, and merch. A spot in the swanky VIP lounge with a view of both stages and more. You'll have the best seat in the house. You do single, two-day, or three-day tickets. They're all on sale right now. They're going fast. Go to memphofest.com. That's memphofest.com. And get your tickets for October 3rd through the 5th at Radiance Amphitheater, Memphis Botanic Garden. It's going to be Mempho Music Festival.
Sonic, America's Drive-In. Love Sonic. Get those premium chicken bites, the Route 44. I mean, I go through a million sodas a day, diet sodas a day, and Route 44 really scratches the itch because it's massive, man. It can really get me through. It gets me through about 2 hours of the day, no question about that. Everything you need is on that menu. Grilled cheese, premium chicken bites, the absolute best. And Sonic has been a tradition in my home for as long as I've been alive, quite honestly. My kids love it. I love it. I loved it as a kid. Get over there to get some grub today. Sonic, America's Drive-In.
You can do breakfast time at Sonic as well. They got the Supersonic Breakfast Burrito. It's a medley of savory sausage, fluffy scrambled eggs, melty cheddar cheese, golden tots, diced onions, ripe tomatoes, and spicy jalapenos. Fill you up for breakfast time. They've got it no matter what time of day it is. And make sure you're always checking out that Fun 99 menu. They've added the junior chicken sandwiches that you can do, both original and Chipotle. It's always good at Sonic. Live free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Eat Sonic.
Smoke Slam! Get your tickets! What, 2 days? 2 days! When it's raining. It's going to be a great time. Just get those endless samples of barbecue, delicious barbecue. Celebrate what we do best in Memphis. Got the Ferris wheel, got fireworks. You're going to have a great time down there in beautiful downtown Memphis. Get your tickets to Smoke Slam, 15th through the 17th, coming up this weekend, today.
Even if you're just looking for tips as the expert barbecuer and your family, you can get some from somebody who's probably better at it than you are. I say that with all due respect. Melissa Cookston's a 7-time world barbecue champion, though, and she'll be down there for book signings, unique meet and greet opportunities with her. She can give you all those tips, make your barbecue a little bit better. World championship quality barbecue. And the music lineup's going to be great. Shane Smith, the Saints, country music giants Big and Rich, and many more. Waylon Wyatt, Jambi, Southern Avenue. 3-day passes, single day tickets still available. You get them over at smokeslam.com. It's this weekend, guys. Time to get your tickets and get out. It's going to be beautiful, hopefully downtown at Tom Lee Park. VIP experience is also available. You can do it VIP style, as John said. It's going to be more than just a barbecue competition. Fun family time down at Smoke Slam this weekend.
All right, we're back. Shams Charania has said that the Boston Celtics are bracing for the worst. That is all he said. Did not mention anything specifically in terms of, you know, is it Achilles? Is it, you know, ACL? Is it a foot? Is it something else? But he did say that they are bracing for the worst. I think that's obviously wise to do because you saw the way he got wheeled off. That was tough to watch. You know, a lot of NBA players fake injuries, but only at home. That's kind of the scientific fact. That NBA players only fake injuries when they're at home so they can come back and get the, you know, ovation. They don't fake injuries on the road. That looks very serious. I'm hoping that it's not an Achilles because to lose an entire year of your career is just, it's absolutely devastating, especially the end of one, right? Like, that's the cruel part of it. And Tatum is an all NBA guy. But it also may kind of bring this. It may fast forward the Celtics, right? Because they got to make some decisions with their finances,
right?
So I mean, it's not a great place to be if you're the Celtics at all.
No, and to the question I asked Fitzy, you know, most organizations would be fine with one championship. Milwaukee, you know, had Giannis get them one, especially as small markets. I mean, we get one here, you know, just say, oh, we're good,
yeah,
probably for the rest of time. But for the Celtics, who are battling the Lakers and have 18. Yeah, it's not just about one title. And so, you know, this iteration of Brown and Tatum, right now it's on delay, obviously, and who knows how long it could be before they're both back and fully healthy together. So you may have to decide before then at some point to whether it's adjusted or whatever, or break it up. Because, again, in the end, with the Celtics and the Lakers, it's about winning multiple championships. You don't stay just stand pat everything else.
Yeah.
It should be about putting a contending team out there. I don't know that there's a fall off without Tatum. It's not Steph-like,
right,
with what they've got left, but definite fall off. East, though, man, I mean, Cavs didn't prove anything this year.
That's right.
And the Knicks, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe they can get it. Maybe they can be a top four next year with Jaylen Brown leading the way. But I don't know that they'll be hoisting any more titles, and it's always that's what it's always about for Boston.
So, uh-huh.
Unfortunate from, you know, I look at it as, you know, Tatum was having the game he needed to have. We were all saying this guy's got a Superman trailer going right now, and he's not playing like Superman. It was happening; he was delivering, and this, you know, and then the injury comes. That just made it doubly unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, It's part of the game now. You know, Golden State been through this. Their chances ended when Steph went down, likely for good, and this is the same thing.
Yeah, it's, man, tough. Not an enviable position at all, but they got a title, so, you know.
Again, it's just the 18th.
Yeah. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show. Thanks to Jessica Benson as well. Jeffrey and company are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.